teams are now into the penalty. Two timeouts apiece for each side with a 1:18 to go in the fourth. Bucks by two with a pair of free throws in front of Giannis. Giannis trying for his 10th 30-point game of the season. One free throw will get him there. And he sticks it. It's a 3-point lead for the Bucks. Giannis now 9 for 12 at the line. His second free throw. A long stare again. Shot is up, and it's good. He's now made 8 consecutive free throws. Giannis now with 31 points, 10 rebounds. He has gone 30-10 in 8 of his last 12 games. Hawkins on the other side. Crosses over, goes by Giannis. Hands the ball off. Richardson takes it down the lane. Hands to Adebayo. His floater's good from the left baseline. 2-point game again. Milwaukee seeing full court pressure, and there's a foul on Richardson. They just fouled Dame Lillard. That's not the guy you want to foul, and I think a technical foul to boot. Oh, that is killer. Eric Spoelstra just got teed up. Dame Lillard's going to have a chance to put the Bucks ahead by 5 now. So Lillard will step to the line with his team's fortunes hanging in the balance. A win puts the Bucks in as the number one seed next week in the knockout round, and they would host the first game on Tuesday night. Free throws good on the first of 3 for Lillard. Fans voicing their thoughts on the matter. Another free throw coming for Lillard. He now has 30 points. Both he and Giannis, for the third consecutive game, have each gone over 30 points. Lillard, a deep breath, the bend of the knees. Next free throw's good. He can put the Bucks ahead now by 5 points with 1:03 to go, and you are a long ways from being out of the woods in this one. This Miami team, they have all the grit you could ever ask for. The Bucks, though, trying to answer grit with grit, and they have done so again here so far late in this one. Lillard knocks down all 3. Another big finish for Dame Lillard. Lowry on the other side takes it down low, kisses it in off the window. Full court press now from Miami. 53 seconds to go. Bucks by 3 with a basketball. Middleton into the front court. He's got Richardson all over him. Bounces the ball to Lillard. Lillard with Lowry in his grill. Dribbles around him. Cycles it to Middleton. Middleton takes it down the lane. Dishes off to Lopez, and he flushes it through. Ramming it home with a two-hand jam. Bucks by 5 again. Timeout. Miami with 38.1 seconds remaining in this fourth quarter, and a hush descends upon Kaseya Center. Both offenses attacking, unrelenting down this final 5 minutes. Lillard in the final 5 minutes has been outstanding again here tonight. He has carried the Bucks in the fourth quarter. Coming into this fourth quarter, Lillard once again, and it was late in the third where he really started to dial it up. For Dame, 18 points coming into this quarter. He has once again put up another double-digit effort in the fourth with 13 here in the fourth quarter. And for Lillard, it is his time to shine once again. There is just no value you can place on a guy that can inspire that kind of fear in the opposition, all the while bringing that kind of confidence and swagger to his own team. Something the Bucks have not had a lot of, again, in this building in recent seasons. Yes, Miami is playing without Butler, without Hero, without Highsmith, but this Miami team has done it without pieces against more than a few opponents through the years. And they have again tonight. They have played a good basketball game. This is not a game that you're going to back your way into a win. It's been high-level basketball here tonight. Another tight one. Clutch time game for the Bucks, who are 7-2 in these spots. Clutch time action this season. Miami has not had that kind of success. The Heat with the basketball. Inbound pass coming from the far side. It goes into Robinson. Robinson puts up a three, and it misses. Middleton secures the rebound for Milwaukee, and with 30 seconds to go, the Bucks with a five-point lead and the ball. Lillard spins his way into the front court. He's being trapped at midcourt, and now we got a timeout. That is a great timeout from Coach Griff. He got the call in just in the nick of time. Lillard was in all sorts of trouble being trapped around midcourt on the near sideline. But he gets that timeout, and the Bucks are going to have the ball in the front court with 14 to shoot and 24.9 seconds remaining in this fourth quarter. So Milwaukee finding ways yet again, and again, it has been the two-headed monster of Damian Lillard and Giannis Antetokounmpo, and this is the scenario opponents feared with this team. You put those two guys together, it can create some problems. And it has yet again tonight. Milwaukee trying for its eighth win in clutch time games this season in their 10th clutch time game. For the Heat, Miami came into this game 5-4 in these clutch time games. But we've talked about the Bucks' success in clutch time. Lillard has 14 now in the fourth quarter over roughly the last 6 minutes and 10 seconds. So once again, this guy is just making plays. He is the NBA's leader in clutch scoring, and he has just added more to his tally tonight, averaging an NBA best 7 points a game in clutch time, which is the final 5 minutes of a game within 5 points. And he has done it in all different ways. Middleton to inbound. Lopez along with Lillard and Beasley. Lopez takes the pass, gets it right back to Middleton. Middleton has the ball knocked away momentarily. Now he's got to get rid of it. Gets it to Lopez with 7 to shoot. Brook finds Giannis all by himself, and he will provide the exclamation. Stuffs it down with a two-hand jam. Comes down with that mean mug, and the Bucks look like they're going to earn another hard-fought win tonight. Jaquez the other direction. Hands to Richardson. Richardson hoists up the three. It's off the mark. Middleton with the rebound, and Milwaukee is going to win this game. For the first time since 2020, the Bucks take care of business at Kaseya Center. Another gritty, gutty victory for this Milwaukee team, who has won Group B and will go as the number one seed in the knockout stage of the NBA's first in-season tournament. What a win for this group, and it was Dalla Dame that led the way. What a game for Damian Lillard down the stretch yet again. It's rinse and repeat for the Bucks. Man, oh man, this one was not without a fight. You had a sense it would be one tonight, regardless of who was playing for the Heat, and it most definitely was here tonight. So that means you don't have to scoreboard watch anymore if you're a Bucks fan. Milwaukee will be the one seed next week, hosting on Tuesday night against an opponent to be determined. What an effort from this Milwaukee team. I think we're about to hear from Malik Beasley, who we talked to last time, and he's going to come talk to us again. Beasley provided some timely shots for this Bucks team. Had 16 points, and man, Malik, we were just, I feel like this is deja vu all over again, but from your perspective, you haven't been a part of this rivalry in the past years with the Bucks, but you got a taste of it tonight. What can you say? I mean, is it starting to feel almost routine, these types of situations for you guys?
Talking about the end of the game?
Yeah.
You know, it's funny, Coach Alp was like, we in the game right now. This is what we like to do. You know, usually we're down. So it was huge for us to have the game, you know, within range the whole game. And now I don't even know what to say, man. It was a great win.
Yeah, and so with this win, you guys earned that one seed. Next week you'll host going into the knockout phase. All right, so you played 4 games in this thing now.
Yes.
What do you make of this in-season tournament?
The courts are crazy. The atmosphere is amazing. And, you know, it's different. You know, everything seems more intense, and, you know, it makes the regular season funner.
Yeah, it is. It's been a lot of fun to watch. Well, you provided some big shots again tonight, my man, so appreciate you taking the time. We'll catch up with you here shortly.
Thank you.
All right, congratulations. Malik Beasley again puts in Four three-pointers tonight with some big ones as well for his team. He scores 16, and Milwaukee again wins it by a final of 131-124 in another scintillating game that goes down to the stretch. The battle-tested Bucks have moved on to the knockout phase of this first in-season tournament. So Milwaukee continues to make the plays when they need to, and nobody more so than Damian Lillard through nine games this year in clutch time. I tell you what, he has put up big numbers, 65 points in clutch time for Dame through nine games. His career high is 183 points in clutch time. That was in 43 games in the 2016-17 season. But 16% of his points this season have been in the clutch. Yes, Dame time has arrived in the Cream City. All right, we'll step aside, come back in a moment as the Bucks win this one again by 7 points, 131-124, taking down the dreaded rival, the Miami Heat. We're back after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Chris from Middleton. Welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
I'm a Democrat. I totally agree that there's been too much corporate influence probably in the Democratic Party. I liked how Bernie talked about economic issues, and I agree we need more of that. But I don't think we can also afford to shy away from the identity politics. In fact, we got to lean into the identity politics and not be shy about it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
The Green Bay Packers call Lambeau Field home, but did you know the stadium has a history all its own? It started with where to build it. Residents on both sides of the city wanted it. Officials argued there had to be room for growth. Eventually, farmland was purchased, but in Ashwaubenon. The bargaining continued, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Green Bay City Stadium became a reality the following year and was renamed in honor of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau in 1965. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Civic Media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
Visit bucks.com/BNO for details.
Well, it's not college basketball, but it is survive and advance for the Bucks here tonight as they take down the Miami Heat. They advance as the one seed in the East for the knockout phase of this in-season tournament, where they will likely play host to the New York Knicks, we believe, coming up next Tuesday night. They will be home Tuesday night no matter what, and potentially off to Vegas after that if they can take care of business in that game. But, again, Milwaukee wins at 131-124, most points allowed by Miami this season. Before we do anything else, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the BMO Box Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
So the Bucks again win this game by a final of 131-124. And a reminder that this copyrighted broadcast of the National Basketball Association may not be retransmitted, reproduced, rebroadcast, or otherwise distributed or used in any form without the express written consent of the NBA. We're brought to you, as always, by BMO. They're the official bank of the Bucks. Let's go, Bucks. By Jockey. For nearly 150 years, Jockey has been providing comfort and caring for generations of families, because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. Shop Jockey.com. By Go Right Way. Make us part of your next trip for stress-free service to and from the Milwaukee and Chicago airports. By Bally Sports Wisconsin, the heart of the Milwaukee Bucks fan. By Sargento Cheese, the official cheese of the Bucks. By Freighter and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network. By Uline, the shipping and packaging supply specialist. By Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. By Cousin Subs, we believe in better. And by Michelob Ultra, it's only worth it if you enjoy it. Well, if you like exciting basketball games, you undoubtedly enjoy this if you're a Bucks fan. In front of a sellout crowd of nearly 20,000 fans at Kaseya Center, they were silenced in the end by a 38-point outburst in the fourth quarter. The Bucks outscored the Heat 38-27 in the fourth. They win it 131-124. Now these words, this is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
It's the first ever NBA in-season tournament. All 30 teams going for one brand new trophy.
The stakes are the highest.
Only 8 teams advance from the group stages. Then it's down to single elimination.
It's win or go home.
The last 4 standing will battle it out in Las Vegas, baby. They're going to go all in on the hardwood for season-long bragging rights and the first ever NBA Cup. Hope everyone's feeling lucky. The NBA in-season tournament continues on ABC, ESPN, and TNT.
In the heart of downtown Milwaukee, there's an all-new Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, where there's a table waiting for you at 12 bars and restaurants, a winning seat at 40 table games or 3,000 slot machines, plus the thrill of bingo, full-service sports betting, and more. Are you ready to spark something new? Light up your senses at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Explore more at paysbig.com.
Natural gas is a clean, reliable, and convenient source of energy delivered directly to you through underground pipelines. The pipeline system has an excellent safety record, but there are clues that can help you identify a potential hazard. If you smell the strong odor of rotten eggs, hear an unusual hissing sound, or see blowing dirt or debris, it could be a natural gas leak. Leave the area immediately and call We Energies at 800-261-5325.
We Energies. People you can trust. Energy you can depend on.
All right, the Bucks win Group B with this victory tonight in Miami, 131-124, taking down the Heat. Stop me if you've heard this one before. Another close game for the Bucks, and another game where Damian Lillard, as he told us a couple of days ago, demonstrates his value in these types of games and moments. Another standout performance in the clutch for Dame, who, Dave, I believe, scored 13 of the final 21 points tonight for the Bucks.
Yeah, 13 of we got it by the final of the final 23.
Okay.
For the Bucks. And yeah, and it was over the last 6 minutes and 15 seconds. it's amazing if it happens once, but when it happens over and over and over, and you know, we'd all heard the legend of Dame. He's been remarkable throughout his career in these spots, but to see it just play out immediately over and over and over again has been something else. It really is fun and a joy to watch play out. And I'll tell you, to have that on your side, it's like, you know, I go back to my when I was a kid. You think of those guys that just scared you. You know, Jordan obviously inspired that fear. I think of Bo Jackson with the Raiders, you know, and you just got scared when you were on the other side. Dame's got a little bit of that, and especially obviously late in games.
I think of Omar from The Wire. I think that's the most apt comp for Damian Lillard, that the reputation precedes him and he follows through on it. That we knew coming in, hey, this guy is big in the clutch, and we have seen that, I think, more than any of us have imagined so far this season. And as you and I were talking about too, it doesn't matter what's happened through the previous 43 minutes of the game. That Damian Lillard is basically the message has been, keep us in the game, and I'll take it from here.
Yeah, and he just says, hand the reins. And I thought that was interesting to hear Giannis talk about that after the last game, saying that, you know, we're still figuring each other out to some degree, obviously. But he said 5 games ago, 6, 7, 8 games ago, I think you knew Dame was this way, but you really have just come to understand this is when he's most comfortable. You know, like, it's not like you're putting the onus on him. This is when he's comfortable. So give him the ball. Let him do his thing. And it's not to say Giannis – didn't contribute, because he did again, and he's capable. But that's the problem for opposing defenses, is you got two of these guys you got to worry about. It's not like this team is unbeatable in these spots, but it definitely takes some real big-time moxie in playmaking if you're going to beat them. Now, you know, I'll tell you one thing. I was happy to see number 22 not on the floor for the Miami Heat tonight. Jimmy Butler's another one of those guys that has been known to make some big plays in those spots. But the Bucks aren't going to apologize for those guys being out.
No, and as we've talked about before quite a few times already this season, these types of games, you may kind of dismiss it, but these are big for as you get towards the playoffs, especially for a group that's, you know, still figuring things out and still developing that chemistry, that while you're doing that, you're figuring out how to win together. And we look back a couple of years where the Bucks were in a much different spot, where you didn't play quite as many of these tight games, and I think you started to see that when you would get them, that you didn't have as many of those reps. And now that certainly won't be a problem as we move into the second half of the season once we get there.
Yeah, no question. These guys are battle-tested. That's all there is to it.
So what we know is the Bucks finish with the best point differential in the East. They will be the one seed. They will host the New York Knicks. And the other matchup in your quarterfinals of the East will be the Indiana Pacers hosting the Boston Celtics. So you'll have offense versus defense matchup there. Still don't know the times or the days of those games, but those are your two quarterfinals in the Eastern Conference, the Bucks and the Knicks. So the game that started it all for the Bucks and the Pacers and the Celtics should be some pretty interesting matchups.
Yeah, should be fun, man. This thing's been fun. Of course, it's been fun for the Bucks. They're 4-0, and they've been playing thriller games. But, yeah, I mean, I just count me among the proponents of this thing, because I think it's been a lot of fun, and I think it's really kind of changed the way things go, you know, at this time of the year. So I think there's a lot. There's more intrigue. There's more stories to tell. And as a storyteller, I am grateful for that fact.
You and me both. So we will check in with you once again from Chicago on Thursday as the Bucks head to Chicago to take on the Bulls. That is Dave Kane out in Miami as the Bucks hang on to take down the Miami Heat tonight, 131-124. We will hear from head coach Adrian Griffin momentarily here and get his thoughts on not only the game, another game where Damian Lillard takes over down the stretch. And look, it's not just a one-man show. It wasn't just Damian Lillard. Chris Middleton hit some big shots late there as well, helping push the Bucks' lead to two possessions. You think about not only that corner two we thought was a three, his foot was on the line, but 2 seconds left on the shot clock, and Chris Middleton knocks down that shot in the corner. Then the next trip down the floor hits the shot from his spot to put that margin up to four. And Giannis, who started this game with some shaky shots at the line, 2 of 5 at the free throw line, finishes 8 of 8, hits his final 8 free throws, goes of 11 of 16 down the floor, from the field, I should say. And this was a Miami Heat team that Giannis had posted some of his worst efficiency numbers against throughout his career. Scoring average, efficiency, his field goal percentage, all of it, among the lowest of any team that Giannis had faced through the regular season. And you wouldn't know it from tonight's line. 33 points, 11 of 16 from the field, 10 rebounds, 5 assists. So we told you over the weekend, he passed Kareem Abdul-Jabbar for the most games with 30 or more points, 10 or more rebounds, and 5 or more assists. 107 moved past Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who did it 106 times in a Bucks uniform. And now we can add one more as Giannis finishes with 33, 10, and 5 in this one. All 5 starters score in double figures. He had 33 from Giannis, 32 from Damian Lillard, with, as Dave mentioned, 13 of those coming in the final 6.5 minutes of the game. Dame, 9 of 18 from the field, 4 of 9 on threes, and 10 of 10 at the free throw line. So between he and Giannis, you had 65 points and 20 of 23 at the free throw line. 9 assists as well for Damian Lillard in this game. 16 points from Malik Beasley, who was 4 of 8 on his three-point attempts. So Beasley now 8 of 19 in his last two games after some struggles in the game prior to that. Beasley with 10 rebounds as well. So we've seen the rebounding increasing for Malik Beasley last couple of games. And this is a Bucks team that has been much, much better on the glass the last few games. The best rebounding team. I know it's an extremely small sample size, but the 4 games they played last week, they were the best rebounding team in the league over the course of those four games. And I mentioned Chris Middleton, 17 points, four big ones late in the fourth quarter to help seal this victory. He also had 8 rebounds and 2 assists. And rounding things out in the starting five, Brook Lopez did get a block shot, though it was just one tonight. 12 points, 4 rebounds, and 4 assists from Brook Lopez. Only 21 points from the bench. A couple of reasons for that. Pat Connaughton had 7. He left the game, did not return to play in the second half at all. Did not play in the second half at all, I should say. Left the game, stayed on the floor, but did not play at all in the second half. He twisted his ankle, it appeared, late in that first half and would not return. So he scored 7 of the 21 from the bench. 6 points from Bobby Portis with 2 rebounds. And 2 points from Cameron Payne. The other spark the Bucks got, you only saw 3 minutes of Andre Jackson Jr., but he scored 6 points on a pair of 3-pointers early in the fourth quarter that were huge for the Bucks. It was at moments where Duncan Robinson hit a 3, the Heat extended their lead to 5, Andre Jackson Jr. with a bank shot 3-pointer, and then another one just a couple of trips later down the floor, so 6 points from Andre Jackson Jr., but the story was the 110 points you got from your starters, and 65 of those came from Giannis and Damian Lillard tonight as the Bucks beat the Miami Heat in Miami at Kaseya Center for the first time in a long time. We'll finish that thought in a second, but let's head back to Miami and hear from Adrian Griffin.
They're going to evaluate them in the morning, and that's all I was told right now.
Okay. Was the plan for Chris to kind of close the way he did, or was being a little short with some of your wing depth kind of have him?
We had to make a decision during that fourth quarter. We had him in. We decided to put him out, take him out for a few minutes and play the last 5 minutes. And he was clutch, man. We need every minute of him on the floor.
And I guess to that point, the fall away as shot clock expires, hits another mid-range and assists to Brook. Just what kind of impact was he down the stretch?
You could just tell he's been in this situation 100 times, man. Just so poised, under control. Down the stretch, he just took over the game. And his veteran leadership is invaluable. You know, whatever minutes we have with Chris on the floor, we're just a elite team, you know. And I thought that he and Giannis, and along with Dame, but, you know, he and Giannis – you could tell that they've been through this once or twice. You know, the chemistry. I was down the stretch. I was looking at, you know, Dame hit a couple big threes, and I was trying to get a play for him again. And Giannis was like, "Hey, we got to go to Chris." You know, and they're like twins. You know, they read each other, and they have such great chemistry. And he was right. You know, Chris down the stretch, man, really took us home.
Sorry. Speaking of that, he throws that alley-oop to Giannis late. Giannis hits the clutch free throws. Just what can you say as the ball's hanging in the air? What are you thinking in your head?
No, I'm thinking is that I trust them completely. They've done some things as far as just reading each other that we've never discussed. They just have a connection with each other, and you could tell they've been together forever. And, you know, during clutch time, they know what to do, and you just trust them. As a coach, you trust them. They've rehearsed this play, you know, probably hundreds of times. So I completely trust them down the stretch.
I think Dame on one of those threes, Brook has the offensive rebound to kick it out to him. Would you see from Brook kind of being able to contribute and have the night that he had while doing everything that he did defensively?
You know, Brook is Brook. He does it all. On both sides of the floor defensively. I thought, I know Bam scored his points, but how he scored them, you know, Brook does a tremendous job of guarding him and then trying to protect the paint. There were times he was out on the three-point line guarding, and then on the offensive end, just coming up with big plays, you know, down the stretch, just a heady player grabbing that offensive rebound, finding Dame. I mean, that was a critical point in the game there.
Seems to be a theme with some late defense for you all. And then again, tonight, I think after Lowry gave them the lead with a 3, 118-115, it was like 3.5 left. They're shooting 50% as a team. I don't think they get another one in rhythm until the ATO for Duncan Robinson with 30 seconds left. So what did you see from your three-point defense there in the last 3 minutes where they went from shooting 50% to not even getting a look?
Well, again, I think just the urgency, you know, the end of game. Your fourth quarter has to be your best quarter, and your last 5 minutes of the game is critical. You know, obviously I would love for that intensity to be more of a 48-minute game. But to the credit to the players that, you know, we've shown down the stretch when we need to get stops, we get stops, you know, and we need to execute on offense, and we do so. Again, it's I say this, I know I'm like a broken record, but, you know, this is about growth, and we're only, you know, 20 games in or whatever. We need to continue to stay focused on just getting better each day, and we'll look at the film, ways to get better. Listen, you got to tip your hat off to Spo in Miami. It's tough to come in here. They got some, I know Butler was out, but they still got some elite players and proven players, and they showed it tonight. So this wasn't a cakewalk by any means. It was a hard fought. Both teams competed, I thought, to the utmost. You know, we were fortunate to walk out with a win, but I thought our guys really stayed the course. We kept our composure and poised down the stretch, and that's what you have to do on the road.
Coach, what did you think of the team's start to the game? I know we've been talking a lot about bringing that fourth quarter energy to the first. What did you think of it tonight?
No, we held them to 22 points, I believe, in the first quarter. So, you know, it's going to be ebbs and flows during the game. I thought the way we started the game was tremendous. We executed well. Give them credit again. You know, they got back in the game. They got hot. You know, they got some really elite players there, you know, that really puts a lot of pressure on your defense, just the way they shoot the ball. If you're going to help off of when Bam has the ball, you got to make a decision. You know, if you're going to come and try to double him or help, you know, they got elite shooters, Lowry, you know, Duncan, you know, Robson, you know, they got players. And so this was not an easy game whatsoever. But I just love how we, you know, this team is just building so much resolve. I just love the way we fight at the end.
Dre came in and he hit back-to-back threes in the fourth quarter. What did you think of his contribution tonight?
Yeah, he was huge. You know, just a rookie coming in. I say this respectfully, but, you know, sometimes ignorance is bliss. You know, he just let it rip and he played hard and you know, we don't win that game without Dre. You know, he flies around and gets offensive rebounds. He's defending. And I think the more, you know, where he gets accustomed to the NBA, get accustomed to the players and their tendencies and whatnot, he's going to be a terrific player for us in the future.
I think Dame had 13 points in the final 6 minutes. Just how much confidence do you have when he comes in for that final stint that he's going to be on the floor? And what have you seen from his teammates to have that trust in him to just kind of let Dame do his thing?
You know, the first time I really got to meet Dame was in 2014. It was in the World Games, and he was trying out for the team. And unfortunately, he didn't make the roster. But just being around him, I got to know him a little bit. He just always had, like, this quiet strength, you know. He just he has utmost confidence. Doesn't talk a lot all the time. But you can see when he steps out on the floor, he makes me believe, you know. His confidence is so elite, is so high. And you just feel, you know, that we got a chance. You know, when Giannis is on the floor, when Dame is on the floor, I remember as a player, you know, I played with Dirk Nowitzki when we went to the finals, and you just always had this confidence that you're going to get back in the game no matter what. And I feel the same way with Dame. I feel the same with Giannis and Chris. You know, just these guys just know what to do. And they're cool and calm under pressure. And it's like they're built for this, you know. And you can just, you know, you can sense it seeping out his pores, you know. Just can't rattle him. And, you know, he lives up to his reputation, for sure.
Just finally, win Group B. You've earned a home game next week in the in-season tournament. I think you're playing the Knicks.
The Knicks, yeah.
But I guess to I mean, that's the prize, right, to get another home game. So I guess can you just speak to this run of winning four games in group play and getting that chance to do this next week at home?
I think the most important thing is really Chicago. You know, we got to regroup. You know, this is a very hard-fought game. I know the in-season tournament is important to the fans. It's important to the league. It's important to us. But I think, for us, and we don't want to look – you never want to look too far ahead. You know, we got to get ready for Chicago on the road again. I think we have – I want to say Atlanta, who beat us really bad earlier in the season. We got to be ready for them. And then, you know, we'll get to the Knicks. That's going to be another hard-fought game. You know, I know Tibbs personally, good friend and mentor of mine. I know he's going to have his team ready, but, you know, let's focus on Chicago and go from there. Yep.
Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin, as they finish 4-0 in group play, they win Group B, and their point differential by way of this victory ends up being the largest in the Eastern Conference. They entered at plus 39. The Indiana Pacers, who were done and had played all four of their games, were also plus 39. So the Bucks finished plus 46 in point differential. They will host the New York Knicks next week. The Indiana Pacers will host the Boston Celtics, and the winners of those two games will play each other in the semifinals in Las Vegas later in the week. The game times and the game days still to be determined. We should know those relatively shortly, but the quarterfinals begin on Monday, so it'll either be Monday or Tuesday that the Bucks are playing the New York Knicks in Milwaukee at Fiserv Forum. But a 7-point win on the road in Miami. And as I was saying before we heard from Adrian Griffin, that was the first time the Bucks had won in Miami at Kaseya Center since they made history in that building. You have to go all the way back 2 years ago now to the year the Bucks were defending their NBA champion, or excuse me, 3 years ago to when the Bucks were would eventually go on to win an NBA championship. They played in Miami, and they won 144-97 in blowout fashion. And what was most notable from that game was 29 made three-pointers that night for the Bucks, in NBA record. December 29th, 2020, the last time the Bucks won at Kaseya Center. And that streak comes to an end tonight with this 131-124 victory against the Heat. We'll get into all the rest of the numbers and get to your play of the game as we begin the post-game show next on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Heart disease won't stop us. Diabetes, allergies, cancer. Nothing will keep the Fraidert and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network from pushing Wisconsin ahead. We're constantly raising the bar for medical excellence and providing more ways to receive it, so you have it for all your health needs, big and small. Let's push ahead, and we'll make life here as great as it can be. Visit Fraidert.com to find out how. Heart disease won't stop us. Diabetes, allergies, cancer. Nothing will keep the Fraidert and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network from pushing Wisconsin ahead. We're constantly raising the bar for medical excellence and providing more ways to receive it, so you have it for all your health needs, big and small. Let's push ahead, and we'll make life here as great as it can be. Visit Fraidert.com to find out how.
This is Bucks OT.
Takes it into the paint, attacks the rack, sends it down with a grown man dunk. Oh, the Greek Freak, he's eaten now.
A final look at the game and a preview of the next matchup on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
.131-124, our final score from Miami. It is the Bucks taking down the Heat to finish group play 4-0 and advancing to the quarterfinals of this first ever in-season tournament. The Bucks and the Indiana Pacers, the two teams in the East to finish a perfect 4-0. Pacers do so with a 39-point differential. The Bucks will have a 46-point differential. And the New York Knicks, by way of what they did against the Charlotte Hornets, secured the wild card spot. So the Knicks finish at 3-1. They had an 18-point differential coming into play. They won by 24, so they finished plus 42. And that's why the Bucks had to win this game. Had they not won, they would have gotten the wild card as we saw the rest of the results unfold. But the New York Knicks would have been the home team representing Group B, and the Bucks would have been playing in New York against the Knicks next week for in-season tournament play. With this win, you also win at Wendy's. As a reminder, stop by any participating Wisconsin Wendy's and score yourself a free small Frosty after this Bucks victory. But you better act fast, because the offer is only good for 24 hours after each Bucks victory. A free small Frosty. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. And the Bucks also won the opening tip in tonight's game. That scores another $500 for Milwaukee Habitat for Humanity, donated by Sargento. Sargento, the official cheese of the Milwaukee Bucks. Our assist of the game brought to you by Freightert and the Medical College of Wisconsin. And tonight for the Bucks, they finished this game 47 field goals, 26 of them were assisted. Damian Lillard led the way with 9 of those 26 assists. And our assist of the game brought to you by Freightert and the Medical College of Wisconsin. So again, 110 points come from the starters, just 21 from the bench. Pat Connaughton did not play in the second half. And as we heard from Adrian Griffin at the start there, he'll be evaluated in the morning. We'll see where it goes from there. We saw, assuming it was an ankle issue, saw Marjon Beauchamp miss about a week. Same for Chris Livingston as well. So remains to be seen what Pat Connaughton's status will be for the rest of this week. As he got the Chicago Bulls on the road on Thursday, and then Saturday night, the Atlanta Hawks come to Milwaukee before the in-season tournament resumes, and we get to the single elimination games starting next week. 131-124, Bucks knock off the Miami Heat. More after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
7-point road win in Miami. The Bucks' first win there since December of 2020. So they exercise a little bit of demons, albeit in a game without Jimmy Butler and Tyler Hero. But yet another game where Damian Lillard goes nuclear in the fourth quarter, scoring 13 of the final 23 points for the Bucks tonight in the final roughly 6.5 minutes, as he continues to pad those clutch stats. Came in at 56 points scored in the clutch, which led the NBA, and he continues to add to it tonight, going well over 60. His career best is 183 points in the clutch. So again, whenever the game is within five, in the final 5 minutes or less of the game, that's what's deemed as those clutch minutes. In 2016-17, Damian Lillard scored 183 points in clutch play through 43 games. Through nine games this season, he's up to 65 points in the clutch. 16% of his points scored this season have come in those moments when it matters most. And that's our play of the game, brought to you by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Damian Lillard, down the stretch. It's not just one play. It's the entirety of the fourth quarter, and especially those last six-plus minutes. 13 of those final 23 points that the Bucks scored came from Damian Lillard. He finishes the game with 32 points. Our play of the game brought to you by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Find your win at the Midwest premier gaming, entertainment, and hotel destination. All of that and more waiting for you at Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. 131-124, our final score. We'll take a look at the NBA scoreboard and wrap it up after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
UPUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Guys doing chores. How would that do on TikTok?
Sounds like you should be wearing like short shorts or something.
We're not going to exploit you in that way. I think it's more about your Q-tip action and
phrasing, Jane. The way you're saying it just sounds like one big double entendre.
Delicately in the crevices.
Oh, God.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
131-124, the final score in Miami as the Bucks come back to take down the Heat in another game where Damian Lillard takes over in the fourth quarter. And again, not just Damian Lillard, who, as we pointed out, scored 13 of the team's final 23 points. Chris Middleton with a pair of big shots late. Brooke Lopez with some big plays to keep plays alive, keep sequences alive, finding Damian Lillard, rebounding the work that he did on the glass. Giannis as well, hitting his final eight free throws in this game. And Malik Beasley with some big shots along the way. So this was by no means just Damian Lillard carrying the team to a victory or Giannis. There were a number of contributors to tonight's win, but Damian Lillard and Giannis combined for 65 points in a night where the starters score 110 of the Bucks' 131 points. And the Bucks advance to the quarterfinals as they now win Group B and will take on the New York Knicks at Fiserv Forum next week. Early next week is all we know. So could be Monday, could be Tuesday. We'll know some more certainly by the end of the week, but we know the matchups. In the East, it'll be the Bucks hosting the Knicks and the Indiana Pacers hosting the Boston Celtics as your other semifinals matchup. The winner of those two games will take on each other. The winners will play each other, I should say, next Thursday in Las Vegas in the semifinals for the Eastern Conference. The winner of that matchup will move on to face whoever represents the West. That game, should the Bucks get there, will be played Saturday, December 9th. In Las Vegas to crown the first ever winner of the NBA Cup. So the Bucks, one of those last eight teams standing now, and they'll take on the Knicks early next week at Fiserv Forum. So just to put a bow on the Damian Lillard performance, nine games now that Damian Lillard has played this season with minutes in the clutch. He has scored 65 points in those minutes. That is the most in the league. It is more than 10 points. It's 14 points in front of Mikal Bridges, who is second in the league at 51. LeBron James is third at 45. So Damian Lillard not only leads the league, he is doing it by a wide margin, and he is shooting 44% on three-pointers in those minutes, 52% from the field, and 97% on his free throws at 28 makes on 29 tries. Damian Lillard has been everything and more as advertised. Plus 45, by the way, in those plus minus numbers as well. So everything you heard about Dame Time has proven to be true so far this season. Before we do wrap things up, let's take a look at the NBA scoreboard here and to get you up to speed. We know all of the most important things, and that is in the East, who those final four teams will be in your quarterfinals. So as we move into the knockout round with these final scores, let's get to those that have gone final as we entered the night with eight games on the schedule, seven in addition to ours. The first of those took place in Boston. There was a lot of intrigue coming into this matchup because as this day started here, the Boston Celtics were not leading their group. The Orlando Magic beat them on Friday to finish group play at 3-1 with a point differential of 22. The Celtics were 2-1 with a flat point differential. And then you had the Brooklyn Nets, who were also 2-1 plus 8. Now, similar to what we saw in group B, you had no single team that had the head-to-head tiebreaker should there be a three-way tie. So the Celtics needed to force a three-way tie, and they needed to beat the Chicago Bulls in blowout fashion. Both of those came true as the Celtics wiped the floor with the Bulls today, 124-97, winning by 27 points and finishing 3-1. The Brooklyn Nets played the Toronto Raptors. Bulls and Raptors were both eliminated from advancing in Group A. So the Nets needed the same scenario as the Celtics. They needed to win, needed the Celtics to also win, and needed to do so in blowout fashion to have that three-way tie. The Nets did win, and they won by 12 points. However, as we mentioned, Brooklyn entered at plus 8. That put them at plus 20, still behind the Orlando Magic, and with the Celtics winning by 27, behind the Boston Celtics as well. So with those scores, the Boston Celtics win the three-way tie. They win their group, which is Group C, so they move on to the quarterfinals. In Group A, Cleveland Cavaliers were still alive for a wild card because the Indiana Pacers had already clinched Group A week ago. So the Pacers, just as we said for the Celtics and for that Brooklyn Nets team, the Cleveland Cavaliers also needed a win and needed some help and largely needed to win by blowout. Again, that happened. They won by 23 points, beating the Atlanta Hawks 128-105. With 40 points from Donovan Mitchell, but the Cavaliers were plus 6 entering the day, and with that 23-point win, they finished plus 29. They were in a wait mode to see if that would be enough to pass the New York Knicks, which we would come to find out just moments later. It was not, as the Knicks never let up against the Charlotte Hornets. 115-91, the final, as the Hornets really struggled offensively throughout the course of that game. And we saw the Knicks lead by as many as 26 in this game. They end up winning by 24. With that 24-point margin, the Knicks entered at plus 18. That propelled them to plus 42. So we knew with about 5 minutes left in our game that the Bucks would need to win that game against the Miami Heat to win Group B Otherwise, their only chance at advancing was the wild card because the Knicks at plus 42 had moved past the Bucks, who were plus 39 entering the day. And, of course, the Bucks won, solving that issue. So those are your four teams in the East, the Bucks hosting the Knicks and the Indiana Pacers hosting the Boston Celtics. The other games on this schedule are in the West, where the Minnesota Timberwolves knock off the Oklahoma City Thunder 106-103. Rudy Gobert with 17 points and 16 rebounds in that game. So Minnesota finishes at 3-1, potentially forcing another three-way tie. This is where this comes into play. The Sacramento Kings are currently hosting the Golden State Warriors, and the Warriors right now, about midway through the second quarter, are up 15. If that score holds, you will have a three-way tie there between the Kings, the Warriors, and the Timberwolves, all of those teams at 3-1. And again, point differential is going to come into play. However, Minnesota Timberwolves will finish even, 3-1, and an even point differential, meaning the Warriors, if they do win by 15, would be your representatives from Group C in the Western Conference. Other games that have about to go final, I should say, in Dallas. This has been a back-and-forth game between the Mavericks and the Houston Rockets. Mavericks, by the way, one of those interesting teams. They have not played on their in-season tournament court, the special alternate court. They have had some issues with the court, similar to what the Bucks went through last year with their traditional court. Dallas has had the same thing, and the Mavs have been eliminated. So three teams in Group B are eliminated. The Mavericks, the Denver Nuggets, believe it or not, and the Los Angeles Clippers. So the only representative from Group B will either be the Houston Rockets or the New Orleans Pelicans. The Rockets are trailing right now, 108-102 with about 3.5 minutes left. So if that score holds, the New Orleans Pelicans will be advancing into the quarterfinals. In Group A, that's your final one. We already know the Los Angeles Lakers will be advancing. They finished 4-0 with a point differential of 74. And we also know that the Phoenix Suns are likely to advance as your wild card because they finished 3-1 with a plus 34 point differential. So it's going to come down to really assuming that Pelicans-Rockets score holds. Well, we shouldn't do that. It's just a two-possession game with 3.5 minutes left. It's going to come down to the most intrigue being in Group C and the result of that Warriors-Kings game. Timberwolves are going to finish flat, so they are basically done. They are done. They can't catch the Sacramento Kings or the Warriors. One of those teams will finish positive even in a blowout. So it's going to come down to either the Kings or the Golden State Warriors in the event of that three-way tie. So the winner of that game is going to advance and represent Group C. In that case, we would get the Pelicans, the winner of that game, and then the Los Angeles Lakers, Phoenix Suns as well. So a couple of interesting teams sneaking into the quarterfinals when you look at teams like the New Orleans Pelicans and potentially like the Golden State Warriors or the Sacramento Kings out there in Group C, and certainly the Indiana Pacers in the Eastern Conference. Those are all your games on the NBA scoreboard for today, this Tuesday night. As for tomorrow night, no Bucks game, as we mentioned. Their next game is going to be Thursday in Chicago against the Bulls. But you do have a couple of intriguing matchups taking place out there as you've got the mentioned the Denver Nuggets taking on those Houston Rockets for a back-to-back, and also for the Bucks, one interesting one to keep an eye on, the Philadelphia 76ers in action going to New Orleans to take on those Pelicans. We mention that because you've got all of these teams bunched up atop the Eastern Conference. Celtics 13-4, they lead the way. The Bucks are 13-5 now, one game back of the Celtics. 14-4, the Boston Celtics are. So the Bucks one game behind them. The Magic and Sixers, both 12-5. They're a game and a half back and just a half game behind the Bucks. And then you have the Knicks at 10-7, the Pacers at 9-7, and the Heat, Cavaliers, Nets, and Hawks all separated by just a game in that 7-10 spot. Our next game broadcast is going to be Thursday night when the Bucks head to Chicago to take on the Bulls. That is a 7 o'clock tip-off. 6:30 is when our pregame coverage begins with myself and Dave Kane. For Dave Kane, who is out there on the scene calling tonight's action in Miami, and our studio crew, our engineer Jason Gordon, and our producer Matt Sossler, I'm Justin Garcia signing off, reminding you we will talk once again Thursday night with more Bucks basketball right back here on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Maybe we'll have a cookie trade.
I like that idea. I like that a lot.
We'll eat them while we're on the show.
Because everyone loves listening to people on the radio eat.
Calvin, what's your favorite cookie?
Shout out to